Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, October 15th, and it's 1:30 p.m. This is, well, it's actually 1:33 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Czarnecki. Wrangell is soon going to be celebrating the Capitol Christmas tree in 2 weekends at the Nolan Center and around town. And a lot has gone into planning for the celebration. So with us today, we have our economic development director, Kate Thomas, who's one of the driving forces in planning the party, the celebration, the whole event. So you can call in to ask a question. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We're excited to have the People's Tree originate on the Tongass from Wrangell District and feel privileged and honored to be selected for that opportunity. And I think they have a beautiful tree ready to go to D.C.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it yet. It's top secret.
It is.
Yeah, it represents more than the holiday itself. It represents the union of the United States of America, of the people that make it such a great country to be in. And we're very excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot is about to happen later next week with the whole Wrangell Harvest Festival, mm-hmm. and obviously the Capitol Christmas tree. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It all starts on Friday, October 25th.
Yes. Well, I think it started long ago, but the behind the scenes and logistical planning. But yes, in terms of the community celebration, it begins on Friday. And this time of year, you know, normally we don't have a ton of happenings. With that being said, it became pretty clear to us when we were trying to structure an event and build out a weekend worth of activities through just the means of the borough, that probably wouldn't be the best use of time and resources, and it would conflict with some of the other community events that are already taking place. So when we learned about various activities, we were like, well, this is perfect. We can create a ceremony around the tree, a celebration with the tree specifically, where the community can come and view it, but we can also broadcast and promote the other activities in the community for the benefit of economic development and overall participation. And then it looks like, you know, on paper and in participation, a full weekend of activities. And that sort of embodies the idea of a festival, which a festival is, you know, a little bit more elaborate and embellished activity.
Definitely. Yeah. I was looking at the schedule. I'm like, wow, this is,
yeah,
this is great.
Yes.
And it's like, oh my goodness.
You should definitely get rest next week because it's going to be cranking from basically Friday night at 5 through Sunday morning at noon after you finish your brunch and cocktails at the Elks Lodge.
Right. Nonstop.
Yeah. 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 So we're very excited. Maybe I could run through the schedule. Would that be helpful?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. So Friday, we're working with the Chamber of Commerce to do late night shopping. So businesses along the Front Street corridor, be it chamber members or otherwise, are welcome to participate. We'll establish a retail scavenger hunt form where folks can stop into each shop and are encouraged to do so, because if they stop at each location, they'll complete their form and they could submit it for an award, which is yet to be unveiled. And that, I believe, is going to be between 4 and 6 p.m., although shops have the liberty of staying open a little bit later. We'll supply sparkling champagne of the non-alcoholic arrangement. And then following that event, KSDK has their Halloween bash, which is very, very exciting, which kind of leads me to say we have coordinated and obtained sponsorships for a band, and I believe the band's coming to play on air here at KSDK on Friday during the day to kind of kick off, give a little taste test teaser of what their vibe and sound is going to look like. And are they playing for a little bit at the show?
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah. And can you just say who they are? Who are they? What are their names? Do you know?
I don't have a list of the artists and their affiliation. With that being said, Matt Henson, our cherished marketing and community development coordinator, who also is holds a degree in music composition and is an artist himself, has hand selected a series of singer-songwriters from around the lower 48 that have played independently and as a unit that will come in. So I trust that the sound is going to be appropriate for the place and activity that it's scheduled.
Yeah, the places.
The places.
They are playing multiple different places.
Yeah, they're going to be wrecked and tired. And on Sunday, very grateful for a little reprieve following, you know, church and brunch in the morning. But they're going to play here Friday day at the Halloween Bash on Friday evening. And then they are playing at the Nolan Center on Saturday afternoon, immediately following the blessing of the tree. And then again at Ramey's Bar on Saturday night. So kind of going back to the full schedule, late night retail shopping on Friday, KCK Halloween Bash on Friday evening.
And just to let everybody know, you don't have to be a member at the Elks for the KSTK Halloween Bash. Everyone is welcome.
Excellent.
21 and over.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Thank you to the Elks for honoring that global participation, if you will. But Sunday kickoff with the Chamber. The Chamber is going to do their usual Harvest Fest activities where they have a pumpkin patch and different little competitions and a little bit of food and beverage available there. And that's between 10 a.m. and 1.
On Saturday.
On Saturday, yes. And then the tree will come into place sometime around 1, 1:15. And then the blessing of the tree will start at 1:30.
Can you talk about the blessing? What's involved with that?
Yes, absolutely. The blessing is the ceremonial matters to honor the cultural origin of the tree, particularly the land acknowledgement for the Tlingit Ani, as well as song and dance provided by the Wrangell Cooperative Association. And then there will be elements reserved for speakers from USDA, Forest Service, and local officials, so the borough manager and mayor as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be quite nice. That should take place for about an hour, from 1:30 to 2:30, and that will be on the front lawn of the Nolan Center. The tree will be proximate. There will be a podium and sound system, you know, projecting at the front of the lawn. And for the general public, please be advised that parking will be limited on Campbell Drive, because that is where the 150-foot trailer with the tree will be located. So if you're looking to park in the downtown area to, you know, access the Nolan Center, consider parking on the backside of the Nolan Center or along Front Street or any of the other appropriate and allowable parking lots along that corridor. So we'll mostly have Campbell Street blocked off, similar to how it's structured for like elections. You know, you're kind of blocked off right at the Campbell confluence, and then Outer Drive by the grocery store.
Yeah.
IGA. Yes. I had a moment. Wrangell IGA. Yes. And then from 2:30 to 4:30, the band will play at the Nolan Center. So there'll be seated room and space as well as standing. And that will have catered food as well. Shout out to Sweet Tides for supporting us in that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, again, you don't know what type of music they're playing.
It's going to be kind of the folk rock singer-songwriter genre.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rack it out.
Yeah. 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 You know, and because they're such a dynamic group of artists, they will be able to, you know, kind of tailor their sound and the amplifier to the space that they're in. So it'll be, you know, a little bit more moderate sound on Saturday. And then obviously you're going to kick it off, crank it up when you go to the bar on Saturday night.
Is there a community market on Saturday? I heard that there was, but I didn't see it in writing.
There was. We did consider doing vendor spaces during the community activity, but given all the moving parts and the fact that there will be vendors and swag distributed and interpretive tents outside by the tree, and the Nolan Center's activity, or excuse me, the Chamber's activity that's already going on, we are not going to do a vendor market on Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday is just very crammed.
Saturday is packed. Hopefully your kids nap in the morning, or that you can take a midday siesta and get back for the blessing of the tree. You know, the key piece about the tree is that allows a lot of public engagement. You can go up to the tree. You can see it lit. There's a big trailer that's going to have a banner on the outside. Everybody can sign their name. And when that tree departs Wrangell, it's going to go on a whistle stop tour across the country to 17 other locations. And on the outside of that travel trailer, it's going to have branding from all the sponsors that have supported the tree, the American Society of American Foresters and the Forest Service, as well as Wrangell's brand and logo for the destination and the municipality. So the tree will tell the story of the people that reside here in Wrangell, in essence, through that whistle stop tour, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
So, you know, perfect time to get your kids jazzed about the holidays coming forward, you know, the uniqueness of this opportunity for our community. And, you know, one day they may wind up in D.C. on a close-up trip with their high school program and, you know, say, hey, something from the forest was here one day, and it's cool to stand on those grounds. So
definitely. Yeah, definitely. And just to make sure, clarify, the tree is going to remain on the trailer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. A tree of that size and magnitude is not easily moved. And you want to preserve the integrity of the tree to the maximum degree possible, so that when it goes to DC and is standing on the front lawn of the Capitol building, it looks as if it did not endure a 17-day tour across the country, and that its, you know, needles are intact and it looks just as pretty on the Capitol lawn as it did in the forest.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So the celebration Saturday, and then after that is, I'm reading.
Yes.
An all evening at the Stikine Inn with a special dinner menu.
Yeah. So the Stikine Inn will have a specialized hot sheet for that night, which, if you haven't gone to the Stikine Inn for the hot sheet, they've got all kinds of fun, creative stuff. I love that option. And so they're doing something special. I don't know what the details of that is, but they were super keen to do something a little bit embellished and unique to the theme of the weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what's the hot sheet?
The hot sheet. So they have their standard menu, which is all the tried and true things that we love. Me particularly, I love the crispy chicken chop. But for the seasonal, you know, changes, Jake and his team, you know, manufacture the best new, you know, dish with the local ingredients, and it gives them the liberty of trying things out and doing fun things. So the hot sheet is that seasonal menu that changes week to week depending on what ingredients and goods they have in stock and available to them.
Awesome.
Yes.
Super exciting.
Yes.
So the dinner at the Stikine Inn, and then at 9:30 or 9.
Yes.
9.
Yes.
Saturday night.
Yes.
And two Saturdays.
Yes.
Raimi's Halloween party.
Yes. For clarity, October 26th.
Yes.
Save the date. Put it on your calendar. Do whatever you can to arrange your schedule to be there. But yes, Raimi's is doing their annual Halloween bash on Saturday night too. So the band will play a full set at that establishment for the evening. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Awesome.
Do you have a Halloween costume picked
up? Oh my goodness. I was just thinking, I was going to ask you.
I think I'm going to be grapes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it only requires purple balloons. It's cool.
That's great. Yeah. I don't yet. I don't yet.
Okay.
But I will.
Okay. It's exciting. It's exciting. I'm bringing my mom back from Juneau for the Capitol tree. She was very excited. So hopefully we've got some good visitation from other communities, and there's plenty to do and see for the weekend of October 26th.
Yeah. And then wrapping it up on Sunday, mm-hmm. the 27th,
yep.
there is the Christmas Tree Walk and Fun Run.
Yes. Yep. And that's going to be in the morning of October 27th. Time and location to be determined. So we'll share more information about that. And then the Elks, thank you, Don Engerman, and the committed volunteers of the Elks Lodge here locally. Those guys are going to do a brunch, mimosas, Bloody Marys, non-alcoholic beverages, and then your standard brunch that they'll offer. And so they have volunteers secured for that. That will serve as a member opportunity, but also a member drive opportunity. So if you're not a member of the Elks, this is a chance for you to go in, check out the facility, get a vibe there and enjoy yourself for the morning. And we encourage you and all other community members to consider becoming a member.
Awesome. So yeah. The Elks on the Friday and the Sunday.
Yeah.
Anybody can.
Yeah.
Stop in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And enjoy in the festivities.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
And then, do you know what the distance is for the walk and run?
Oh, it would be just your typical 5K.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what went into planning for this weekend?
A lot of email coordination, mostly. But, as a staff team, we initially got to meet with the public information officer and logistical team for the Capitol Tree. Of course, because we're economic development and event planners and manage the destination, we're like, yes, the logistics sound great. And also party. What about party? Can we support party? So each community that gets a whistle stop opportunity or the community of origin works to create their own vibe and experience around the tree for their community to enjoy. And when we were presented with that opportunity, we wanted to engage as many partners as is possible and also ensure that the good nature of our community, the vibrant business community, and all the different agencies that support Wrangell through events and other activities were promoted in this. So we kind of sat down as a team, we deliberated a little bit, we created a loose framework for what we thought would work, and then we started to coordinate for sponsorships and secure partners and commitments from folks. And then, working on that marketing to other sister communities, particularly Prince of Wales Island and Petersburg. So we've advertised in the newspaper there as well as here locally, and then have sent our promotional material over to POW, Chamber of Commerce in Petersburg.
Oh, wow.
Chamber, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what partners? Can you name a couple?
Specifically the Chamber, WCA, the Forest Service, the business community, the boards and commissions, Parks and Recreation, the Nolan Center, to name a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. And how long has this been in the works then? When did you all start planning?
Initially the borough learned about this in March, and we had a more formal meeting to understand the logistics and the lift that goes into, an initiative or project of this magnitude. So we've known about it for quite some time, and I think, the hard plans were kind of formalized in August, and then we kind of hit the pavement in September with coordinating other agencies and groups.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I've been wondering about that. So do you know what day the tree is leaving us?
I actually don't know that day. One could assume that it is in line with the barge schedule, and we'll leave Wrangell shortly thereafter the event.
Yeah.
The barge, requires quite a bit of coordination, especially if you're stopping in other communities, and it does stop in Ketchikan. Excuse me. So that was the biggest piece, is kind of tempering the logistical schedule and sailings of the barge with, you know, the longevity of the tree and wanting to make sure that it arrives in DC in good condition.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ketchikan, their celebration is on October 30th.
Yes.
Oh, the day before Halloween, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. So the tree will be but it will be, from my understanding, coming back for carvers to carve here after.
Yeah, I haven't heard all the details of that, but that would be a magnificent finale for the tree and very appropriate.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So will you be in D.C. to see the tree?
I will not be in D.C. to see the tree, but I can imagine it in all of its glory. And I do have the privilege through a grant program that we're participating in under Thriving Communities to visit D.C. on December 10th and 11th to go to a transportation symposium. So, you know, gosh darn it, I am going to get my Facebook profile picture in front of the tree when I go to DC later in December. Yeah. So that'll be a cool claim to fame when we're hanging out at the USDOT headquarters.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you'd like to say about this? The upcoming weekend and two weekends.
Yeah. I just want to thank everybody for their participation, the collaboration, the work of the Forest Service, particularly thanking all the students and community members that have been working tirelessly to manufacture, fabricate, craft decorations for the tree, all the ornaments. It really does tell the story. Hats off to Claire Froelich at the Forest Service. You know, she's been really the godmother of the tree from start to finish and coordinating all of those activities. And I know that there's a lot of staff within the federal department that this has taken up a lot of their energy and time and planning. And, you know, it's a privilege, but it's also a heavy lift, you know, in and amongst your routine work. So really appreciate them and just grateful for Senator Murkowski's continued support of Wrangell and requesting that the Capitol tree come from the Tongass, and thankful to the community for their enthusiasm and hoped participation.
Yeah. Yeah. We're excited. I'm going to say we, but yeah, I assume we're excited to see everybody in town.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And KSDK, you guys have been super gracious. You guys are always keen to put us on air, promote the event. And it's fun to see that elements of this will benefit the initiatives and activities that you already had in place. So really encourage everybody to get out on Friday. And, you know, they say you'll sleep when you're dead. So just you'll be fine. Just commit and drink lots of water and sleep in the morning and get to where you need to be. Yeah. Don't miss it.
Have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Have fun and share in this memory that, you know, is kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity.
It definitely is. Yeah. Absolutely. I've never lived anywhere where a Capitol Christmas tree came from.
I had no idea. Also, if you look at the Whistle Stop Tour, you can go to the U.S. Capitol Tree website and find out more information about the Whistle Stop Tour. They just did their announcement. And I identified a couple communities where I know people in that town, like Columbus, Ohio. I grew up in Cincinnati. So I messaged my friend and sent her the link and was like, hey, the Capitol Tree's coming to your neighborhood. You should go check it out with your kids. It's coming from Wrangell.
Right.
And so, you know, encouraging folks that you know elsewhere in the United States to tap into this opportunity, you know, because they'll feel, you know, a greater sense of joy and connection to the tree, knowing that it came from a place that they love or that they have friends or family here. So, you know, consider doing that and encourage your friends and family to purchase goods from Wrangell so they can gift them and say, hey, this, you know, tree ornament came from Wrangell, Alaska, where the Capitol tree's from this year. So
yeah, there's really cool posters of the Whistle Stop Tour, including right behind you. As Kate mentioned, you can look it up online, and it does say the different stops. And I have friends along the way too that I will go ahead and reach out to and be like, hey,
yeah, I mean, I didn't even know, like, yes, I know that there's a tree. There's a lot of Christmas trees in D.C. All the offices have their trees. The lawn has the tree. You know, White House, who knows how many trees are in the White House. I just didn't know the scale and history and story of the Capitol tree itself and how important it is to our country and to the communities and forests that they come from.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It is wild.
It is wild.
I know. I actually did not know there was such a theme as a Capitol Christmas tree until, you know,
yeah,
like a little less than 6 months ago or so.
I know. Same. And so it's a cool opportunity for Rengel, and we're just super grateful to the senator and to all of our partners. And I know Spruce Root has also been working with the Forest Service to figure out how they can prop those guys up and support some of the needs and activities that don't fall within the immediate budget of the Capitol tree. So, you know, learn about it, get an understanding. There's a lot of sponsorships that come in. It's not, contrary to maybe some belief, it's not, you know, funded by the taxpayers' dollars in full. There are a lot of sponsorships that come in, and you'll see some of those sponsors showcased on the banner of the tree that's on the travel trailer.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Well, thanks so much, Kate, for coming in.
You bet. Thank yeah. you. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. And I'm super excited about the Harvest Festival celebration in two weekends. Yes.
Well, check out the website travelrengel.com under events, and you can also go to the borough's website rengel.com under the community tab in the top right, and that will take you to the schedule. And you can also see the event page for the U.S. Capitol tree on Facebook. So, you know, not trying to inundate you with too much marketing material, but in a world of negative media, can't hate on the Capitol Christmas tree.
Right.
Like it's the epicenter of joy.
Well, thanks again. So that was Kate Thomas, our Economic Development Director, talking about the Harvest Festival on this October 25th to the 27th.